സദാശിവ സമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരമ്പരാം. ഓം.
പേജ് 136, 14th chapter, first shloka.
സ്വപ്ന സ്മൃത്യോർഘടാദേർഹി രൂപാഭാസ പ്രദൃശ്യതേ പുരാനൂനം തദാകാരം ധീദൃഷ്ടേത്യനുമീയതേ ഭിക്ഷാമടന്യഥാ സ്വപ്നേ ദൃഷ്ടോ ദേഹോ ന സ്വയം ജാഗ്രദൃശ്യാത് തഥാ ദേഹാത് ദ്രഷ്ടുത്വാദന്യ ഏവ സഹ.
ഇൻ ദിസ് സ്വപ്ന സ്മൃതി പ്രകരണം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മേക്കിംഗ് ദ ഡിസ്റ്റിങ്ഷൻ ബിറ്റ്വീൻ ആത്മ ആൻഡ് അഹങ്കാര, ആത്മ ആൻഡ് ദേഹ, ദേഹാത്മ വിവേക വൺ വിവേക, ദറ്റ് മീൻസ് വിവേക മീൻസ് ഹിയർ ഡിസ്ക്രിമിനേഷൻ. We are studying that difference or discrimination or distinction between these two. Deha, physical body, that is gross body in waking state, and Atma, both of them we are doing vivechanam, viveka. Similarly, another viveka is there is a distinction between manah and atma. Mana atma viveka. This mind, mana means mind, manas. Mind alone is called ahankara when it is included with chidabhasa. Mind alone is called ahankara when it is illumined by the chidabhasa, sakshi chaitanyam. Therefore, we can use in the place of mind ahankara also. Ahankara also can be used. Therefore, ahankara atma viveka, we can say. When the mind is illumined by chaitanyam, that mind alone is called ahankara. So, ahankara atma viveka. In the last class, first two verses, first I gave the meaning of second verse. Second verse, Acharya talking about Dehatma Viveka. For that he gave an example, Bhikshatanam. In dream, one person is begging. One person is doing that, asking for alms, food, begging. Why Acharya enters in this Swapna? Topic of Swapna, dream, that we have to understand first. We should not focus on Bhikshatanam. Bhikshatanam, the dream, begging, a person is begging. Our focus is not on that person who is begging. That is an example given by Acharya for the sake of Swapna explanation. To explain the dream, Acharya has to give an example. Imagine one person has got a dream that he is begging. That example. Any example you can take, but Swapna is the topic. Now the next question is, why Acharya is talking about Swapna? Acharya happily he can talk about Jagrat, waking state, waking world, It is nice to listen. Why Vacharya going to Swapna Avastha discussion? For that I said in the last class, since I am not able to decipher, I am not able to separate, I am not able to differentiate the mind, which mind has got two roles. Mind, ahankara, is playing the subject role and object role. Since I am taking myself as body, in waking state, I am taking myself as body. I am taking myself as antakaranam, subtle body. Why I am committing this mistake in this waking state? Because in waking state, mind is playing a subject role. It is difficult to teach to differentiate the body mind from Atma. We can teach, but in dream, if you teach the dream and the status of the mind in the dream, it is easy to differentiate Atma Deha Vilakshanaha. It is easy. In waking state, it is tough. Why it is tough? Because it is playing subject role. Subject is always important. Subject is always from the standpoint of object. Object is called world here in front of me. Other than me, whatever I experience is called object. Clear? In waking state, mind is so busy with subject role. Once it is in subject role, handle pandrathu romba romba kashtam. Very difficult to handle that ahankara. It is called ruling party like. It is like a ruling party. Very difficult because all powers are in their hands. Similarly, mind also, ahankara, also playing a predominant role in waking state. Subject state. What is the dominant subject's status? I said in the last class, mind is so active, making use of sense organs, making use of intellect, karma indriyani, jnana indriyani, to know the external world. It is knowing the external world as drishyam. It is playing the subject role. I am knowing this because eyes are seeing, ears are hearing, nose is smelling, legs are walking, hands are coming up and down, movements are going on. All are done by whom? Commandments of the mind. Mind is playing a what role? Like our local politics, you know, they are playing the role. Actually, they don't have power at all. They have what you can call, they have ransacked madri. They are taken, no? Stolen the power madri. They are playing the role madri. The mind apadha pannirukka. So the mind, the ahankara, is playing that role, subject role. It is druk in waking state. When it is druk status, it is in druk status, it is tough, very tough to grasp aham mana vilakshanaha, aham deha vilakshanaha sakshi, romba kashtam. That's why Acharya, now let us go to Swapna. What he said in the second sloka, when a person is doing bhikshatanam and mind's projection, that is, mind is projecting in Swapna and Smriti. Two I have explained in the last class. Swapna and Smriti, both of them, in that sense organs are not functioning, mind is not functioning, intellect is not functioning, physical body is totally not functioning in dream and memory, remembrance. Then what is that dream? What do you mean by dream? Dream is nothing but replay of Jagrat, VCP and VCR. Now this is called Jagrat Avastha, is like a video cassette recorder, like video, cassette, recorder. You are recording everything, you are registering everything in Jagradavastha. This is called VCR. Then, now it recording is going on here, you take home and you play. That is called VCP. Video cassette player. You are playing that. When you are playing that, just take one music recording singer. When they are singing, live singing going on, instruments are there, they are playing instruments. The singer is there, singing, audience are all sitting, all of them are there in VCR. Video cassette recording time. That is Jagradavastha. Jagradavastha appadi irukatum. Indha example paakalam. Or a video recording is going on, all are singing and musicians are singing going on. Then you have recorded that and you take home and you replay. When you play that, singer is there? No. Instruments are there? No. Audience are there? No. You are replaying. That is called VCP. Jagradavastha is called VCR. Dream is VCP. Jagradavastha is VCR. Smriti is VCP. In VCP, everything is blacked out. Physical body, when you are remembering also many times, and the main remembering, we will go to the first shloka. In the second shloka, we will see, once you got the dream, in that dream, mind is not active, but it is just projecting. And the projecting mind, it is not an action. Mind is not using any sense organs. That dream is illumined by the Sakshi Chaitanyam. And mind is also illumined by Sakshi Chaitanyam, which mind is projecting the dream, vasanas. Samskara janya, vasana janya, swapnaha, smritihi. Bahya prapancha janyam, jagrate. Antara vasana janya prapancham is called swapna and smriti. Bahya prapancha is not there. It is only antara prapancha. That is why he is in his own world. He is in his own world. In artham, vasana janyam, samskara janyam, samskara janyam. Then what is the difference between swapna and smriti? Both are samskara janyam, vasana janyam. In dream, before that you have to go to sleep. Dream is that which happens in nidra avastha. When you are sleeping, only the dream comes. Whereas smriti comes in which avastha? Memory, remembrance comes in which avastha? Jagradavastha. That is the difference. One difference. There are many other differences also. Just remember this one difference. In smriti, remembrance, bahya prapancha asti. Bahya prapancha is available. But for that person, bahya prapancha ha nasti. Who is remembering? Ingiyo yosichindupa. Sometimes class alone it happens. That is called blank look. Blank look comes, even that's why Kai Prakamitya, when a person seeing, watching a match, a cricket match or serial, serial 350th episode, what Markatama? Inna irukka adhi, nadayinindh irukka theriyala. Okay, yadu or serial. Some serial going on, interesting, climax portion, and if you go and walk on, pass on, he cannot recognize. He cannot register also. He in a connection only to that. Who are walking, who are going also suddenly side, he never notice it. Is it not blackout that is happening in Jagradavastha? Like that, real smriti means you remember certain past experiences. But in sapna, it happens only in Nidravastha. That's why he says, saha na swayam drashta. that mind, ahankara, is not the drashta of that swapna. Saha ahankara swayam, first shloka, second shloka, first line. Saha swayam na drashta. That ahankara which is projecting the dream is not the seer of the dream. Then who is the seer of the dream, illuminator of the dream? Second line. Jagrat drishya tatha. First line, what he want to say, that ahankara is not the drashta of that dream. Sakshi Chaitanyam alone is the drashta. Similarly, jagratavastha also, in waking state also, the drashta is, really speaking, only Sakshi Chaitanyam. Even though mind is the secondary illuminator playing the subject role, really speaking, it doesn't have drashta status of its own. You know that why? It is inert. It is illumined by the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Puriyadhan example kupon. Moon. Moonlight illumining the earth with the help of sun. Who is really illumining in the night, Purnami day? Sun only illumining, but we never remember that. Moon only illumining. Sun only through the moon is illumining. Like that, Jagradavastha also illumined by not ahankara, really speaking, only Sakshi Chaitanyam. Through the mind it is illumined. It is clear. That is what he want to say in the second shloka. Jagrat drishya tatha dehatu drashtatvatu drashtrutvatu eva saha. Deha is also, this physical body is also illumined by Sakshi Chaitanyam only, not by ahankara. Bahya prapancha, we are thinking mind is illumining the bahya prapancha. What about this body? Body is also illumined by the ahankara. We are thinking, really speaking, Sakshi Chaitanyam only illumining. So, deha vilakshanaha. Similarly, sukshma sarira vilakshanaha Sakshi Chaitanyam, different from sukshma sariram. Similarly, stula sarira jagradavasthayam api stula sarira vilakshanaha Sakshi Chaitanyam asti. Atma dehat vilakshanaha, dehaha drishyam, Sakshi Chaitanyam is druk. Even the mind is playing druk status, it is a borrowed status. Puriyadhan nenikkira, puriyudhu swamini, thirupi thirupi adhe solren, as though it is known subject, but it is a tough subject to assimilate. Now go to the first shloka. What he said in the first shloka, swapna smrityoho gatadehe. So ja, the swapna example, just as the sakshi is the illuminator of that dream, similarly sakshi alone is the illuminator of the entire world. By this explanation, what we have got? Since Sakshi Chaitanyam is the illuminator of that ahankara swapna which is projected, therefore the illuminator is different from the illumined. I am showing to this body, don't take this body. Okay, Sakshi Chaitanyam is the illuminator of the dream. Illumined is always different from the illuminator. Yes? Similarly, illuminator of the world, I am the Sakshi Chaitanyam, Atma, I am different from the world, including body. Including body. Jagradavasthayam api Atma Deha Vilakshanaha. Deha Vilakshanaha. Sthula Deha Vilakshanaha Atma. Sthula Dehat Vilakshanaha Atma. Why? Sthula dehaha drishyatvat. It is drishyam. It is drishyam. Svapna drishyavat. This whole chapter is anumanam. No? We are using yukti. Sthula deha vilakshanaha atma. Sthula deha atma vilakshanaha. ஆர் யூ கேன் சே திஸ் ஸ்தூல தேகா ந ஆத்மா திருஷ்யத்வாத் ஸ்வப்ன திருஷ்யவத் இஸ் கால்ட் அனுமீயதே. இந்த ஃபர்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகா செகண்ட் லைன் அனுமீயதே இன்ஃபோர்ட் ஸ்தூல தேகா ந ஆத்மா திருஷ்யத்வாத் எத்து எத்து திருஷ்யம் தத்து தத்து மித்யா திருக் இஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் திருஷ்யம். என்ன சுவாமினி திருக்கு திருஷ்யம் திருக்கு திருஷ்யம் தி ஸ்பாட் யூ ஆர் சீயிங் யூ ஆர் த சீயர் ஆஃப் திஸ் பாட் பாட் இஸ் சீன் பை யூ யூ ஆர் அப்சர்வர் ஆஃப் த பாட் பாட் இஸ் அப்சர்வ்டு பை யூ யூ ஆர் த எக்ஸ்பீரியன்சர் ஆஃப் த பாட் பாட் இஸ் எக்ஸ்பீரியன்ஸ்டு பை யூ. Are you different from the pot or not? You are different. That means observer of the pot is different from the observed pot. Experiencer of the pot is different from the experienced pot. Seer of the pot is different from the seen pot. Knower of the pot is different from the known pot. Known pot is called object, knower is called subject. So subject is different from the object. சப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் கால்ட் திருக்கு ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் கால்ட் திருஷ்யம். நல்லா இருக்கு புரியறதே விஷயம் அது புரியறது. வாட் அபவுட் யுவர் பாடி கடம் வென் ஐ எம் ஷோயிங் யூ ஆர் ஈஸிலி அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் பட் பாட் இஸ் லிட்டில் ஃபார் அவே ஃபார் யூ யூ ஆர் ஏபிள் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஈஸிலி பட் பாடி இஸ் வெரி அப்ராக்சிமேட் வெரி க்ளோஸ் வெரி இன்டிமேட் இஸ் வெரி மச் இன்டிமேட் டு மீ தட் இஸ் வை இட் இஸ் டிஃபிகல்ட். Even though it is proximate, even though it is very close, even though it is very intimate, still it is drishyam. Are you observing your body or not? Sthoola shariram. Are you seeing your physical body or not? Yes. Are you knowing your physical body or not? Yes. Are you experiencing your physical body or not? Yes. Nane yes en sollindiruken. Neengalla yes en solreenga illaya? Yes. That means, I, the experiencer of the physical body, is different from the physical body. Whose physical body? My physical body only. I, the knower of the physical, my physical body, is different from the physical body. I, the observer of my physical body, is different from the physical body. I, the seer of my physical body, is different from my physical body. Therefore, physical body, my physical body, is object. திருஷ்யம் எது எது திருஷ்யம் தட் திருஷ்யம் இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் திருஷ்யம் இஸ் ஆல்வேஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃப்ரம் த திருக் தி சப்ஜெக்ட் ஐ ஆம் த சப்ஜெக்ட் ஐ ஆம் நாட் த திருஷ்ய சரீரம் ஐ ஆம் நாட் த பிசிக்கல் பாடி திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் யுக்தி திஸ் இஸ் கால்ட் லாஜிக் சின்ஸ் இட் இஸ் அப்சர்வ்டு பை மீ வாட் எவர் இஸ் அப்சர்வ்டு பை மீ இட் இஸ் நாட் மீ தேர்ஃபோர் ஐ ஆம் நாட் த பாடி over like that every day nidhi dhyasana you have to do killi killi paakala kitna you have pinch your body yes I am not this body I am not this body I am not this body I have to drishyatvat ghatavat or pot kaila vechu stula deha aham ந அர்ஸ்தூல தேஹா ஆத்மா அஹம் ந அஸ்மி த்ருஷ்யத்வாத் கடவத் அர் ஸ்வப்ன த்ருஷ்யவத். நவ ஆச்சார்ய இஸ் கிவிங் கடம் ஆச்சார்ய இஸ் கிவிங் ஓன்லி ஸ்பாட் எக்ஸாம்பிள் ஆல்சோ பட் இன் ஏ டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃபார்மேட் ஃபார் தட் லுக் இன் டு த ஸ்லோகா. ஸ்வப்ன ஸ்மிருத்யோ கடாதேஹே இன் ஸ்வப்ன இன் ட்ரீம் அண்ட் ஸ்மிருதி ரிமெம்பரன்ஸ் ghatadehe, ghata etc. means entire world. In swapna and smriti, pot etc. objects, rupabhasaha pradrishyate. Rupabhasaha means, abhasa means unreally they appear. Now I have shown your pot. Now you remember the pot. You are remembering the pot. That remembrance of that pot is called smriti. It is abhasa ghataha. Without pot, you are remembering now. Because I am not showing the pot. I am hiding the pot. Yes? Now you see the pot in your mind. Is it real pot or abhasa? Abhasa. What abhasa? Ghatabhasa. If you remember ghata, it is ghatabhasa. Ghatarupa abhasa. Clear? That is called rupabhasa pradishyate. Is seen by him. In dream, you see a pot. Whatever you have seen in waking state, that only you see in the dream. That is called abhasa. Rupa abhasa. Tat tat rupa. Tat tat akara abhasa. In memory also, remembrance also, in dream also. Now you remember your daughter, or your son, or your friend. You remember. Just remember. Are you seeing them really or their abhasa? Their image you are just seeing, remembering. That is called smriti. That is called putri akara abhasa. Putri akara abhasa. Even sapna also, if you see, that is also abhasa. Because they are not there really. That's why they are called abhasa. Pradrishyat is seen by you. Now first line is clear. Second line, how you have seen them? How you have seen them? You have to understand, pura nunam tad akara dhir drishtet yanumiyate. That means, what was not seen by you, what was not seen by you in Jagradavastha could not be experienced. What was not seen by you yesterday or day before yesterday could not be experienced in dream or could not be experienced in remembrance. Or you can put it other way also. What is projected must have been seen earlier. Must have been earlier seen by me. In the Rundu statement is important. Pura nunam tad akara dhihi drishte iti anumiyate. Dhihi means intellect. Dhihi drishte means through your intellect that object must have been earlier experienced by you in Jagradavastha. Pura nunam. Indeed. Without that you cannot either remember or you cannot dream about that object. What was not seen earlier could not be projected in the dream, could not be remembered in smriti. What is projected must have been seen earlier. Simple. Ada puranunam dhihi drishtehi anumiyate. You must infer. That is why tattva bodha. Now see upadesa sahasari tattva bodha. Why tattva bodha? Whatever we see in dream only that comes. Sometimes mixed also it comes. I have not seen Swaminina. Even dreams comes various janma vasanas also. Previous janma vasanas also they come as a dream. It is not necessary to experience this life, this time only. So many vasanas are there. Up to here we saw in the last class. Big introduction of our revision. Long revision. Anyhow, now come to the next shloka, number 3. Now how this tattadakara takes place? Tadakara takes place. For that Acharya gives an example. Every day, every minute, our experience, we know how to experience, but we do not know how experience is going on. We are not knowing that. How it is happening? One example, in this third shloka he gives, we will read that shloka, then I will explain you. So two statements we have to understand through this shloka. Sakshi drashta manaha drishyam bhavati. Ar sakshi drishtya manaha drishyam bhavati. Prapancha drishtya manaha drik bhavati. Drik bhavati, but that drik also it is a borrowed drik. That we have to remember. it is not its original status. For that also previous chapter we saw, when I say I am disturbed means mind is playing a druk role. I am disturbed. It is drishyam. I am seeing the object means I am druk. I am disturbed when I say sakshi chaitanya is illumining the disturbed mind. When I am seeing this part, when I say mind is playing the druk role. Prapancha drishtya manaha druk. Sakshi drishtya manaha drishyam. That's when I am disturbed, when you say I am sad, I am disturbed, I am happy, whenever you say, that is illumined by the Sakshi Chaitanyam. At that time, whenever you say I am sorrowful, that means that the sorrowful mind is, sorrow is there in the mind. It is not that you are having sorrow. Mind is having sorrow. You are illumining the sorrow. Who are you? Sakshi Chaitanyam, Aham, Atma, I am the illuminator of that disturbed mind. Disturbed mind. So from internal emotional standpoint, I am the Sakshi Chaitanyam, mind is Drishyam. External world standpoint, mind is Drik, temporary Drik, world is Drishyam. Clear? How these vrittis takes place, rupa, akara, mandal, he says, third shloka, musha siktam yatha tamram tannibham jayate tatha rupadinyapnuvan sittam tannibham drishyate dhruvam. So swapna purushaha is manaha, swapna ghataha is manaha, sarvam manaha eva. So it is projected by mind only. Swapna drishyam, swapna ghataha, swapna purushaha, they are all only mind's projection. They are not there, really speaking. They are not there really. In dream, prapancha is not experienced, but prapancha samskara, vasana is experienced there. So prapanchakara manaha is experienced in the dream. So now in this sloka, there is a copper liquid, tambram means not our tambram. My God, tambram means copper. What type of copper here? It says mushasiktam yatha tambram, a melted copper. Melted copper. This is called the whole, these nine shlokas, Acharya is bringing the theory of knowledge. How we get knowledge? What knowledge? Mic knowledge, fan knowledge, house knowledge, any knowledge for that matter, how we are getting. This is called theory of knowledge. This theory of knowledge is called epistemology. We call it as epistemology. What is knowledge? What is error? What is the theory of knowledge? What is the theory of error? What is the theory of removing the error? Like that. We have to study about how one get knowledge, how we get error, mistakes, how, why you do mistakes, and how to remove that error. These are all big study in Shastra. How erroneous perception takes place, how to remove that erroneous perception. All this study is a big study. This is called epistemology. For that pramanams they use in Vishishtadvaita also. There is a theory of knowledge. In Dvaita philosophy also, there is a theory of knowledge, theory of error. In Yoga philosophy also, there is a theory of knowledge, theory of error, and theory of error removal. all systems of philosophy they are having. In Advaita philosophy, what is the method of that knowledge, how we get knowledge? There is a mold, copper, wooden, metal mold is there, some wooden mold or something. You know, and the melted copper you pour in that. If it is a Vinayaka mold, molten it is called. And the molten means it is in Vinayaka form. You pour the copper in that liquid. After some time that liquid becomes solid, ghanam. After some time the heat goes away and the copper gets the shape of that mold, that molten. It is, if once you take that out, that copper comes out as Vinayaka. Our Vinayaka Chaturthi they are doing, no? And the mud, they make it so soft and put in one mold. And that akara. And once it dries up, it comes out and it comes takes that akara. Idu nanna theriyum namakku. All lockets and all they are doing, no? Gold they put in the... Whatever you want, and that shape it comes. But liquid one, when it is hot only, you have to pour. That is called tambram. Here, tambram, yatha mushasiktam. Mushasiktam means which is poured. Which is poured. When before pouring to that molten, this copper is formless. It doesn't have any form. Nirakar tambram gets the sakaram when you pour into that mushasiktam, which is poured into that mold. Yatha tambram. What happens to that tambram? Tannibham jayate. It gets that form. It takes that form of that mold. That melted copper, molten copper, we pour into that mold. It gets that form, sadakaram. Whatever akara, if you go to the crafts and all, you see that lot of idols. Some idols are also here, you can see. That Vinayaka is there. That shape of that mold, that mud gets that shape. Whatever you pour, it gets the shape. Example, nanna puriyadhu namakku. Similarly, your intellect, whenever it sees an object that is mold, that akara, vritti, that form takes place in the intellect. Same like that. Tattad akara vritti. In that intellect it comes. That he says in the second line. Rupadin vyapnuvan chittam. Chittam means your mind. Or intellect, antahkaranam. You can take as antahkaranam. Your mind, vyapnuvan chittam, rupadi vyapnuvan. Rupadi means any form. Any form it pervades. Suppose I show this spot, your mind pervades this spot. Nana chidra ghatodarasthitamaha. Deepaprabhavaswaram jnanam yasyatu chakshuradhikaranam dvara bahispandate. Dvara, kannu dvara, it pervades. It pervades apnuvan. Chittam rupan rupadin apnuvan. Now your chittam mind pervades this pot. Immediately what thought comes? Pot thought comes. Just as that idol comes afterwards, similarly that thought comes immediately. What comes then? What thought has come? Then what comes? What knowledge? What knowledge has come? Then I ask, what is this? You say what? What? You have got what knowledge? How you have got what knowledge now? Your mind has pervaded the chittam rupadin ghata rupam apnuvan. Tannibham drishyate. Then that thought, it is part. Tannibham means that shape, that form, drishyate, it appears. it appears, it becomes sakaram. First nirakaram, now it is sakaram. Vritti, sakara vritti. Vritti which has got ghatakara. If I show clip akara, whatever object I show, immediately you get that akara. Not only through eyes, even shabdam. Suppose in front of you mosquito is flying, suddenly you see the mosquito. Mashakakara vritti, mashaka and the mosquito, mashakakara vritti. Suddenly auto is going, sound is coming, that is shabda, shabdakara vritti. Suddenly somebody is cooking there, some smell comes, gandhakara vritti, gandha, it is also a vritti. Sparshakara, shabdakara, rupakara, all these akara vrittis comes. Now whatever you know, first when I show this clip, you got klippakara vritti, this is called rupakaram. Now you are listening my words, shabdakara vritti. Now you take this fruit and see the smell, some smell near the nose. What smell comes? Gandhakara vritti. Gandhakara vritti. Suddenly mosquito bites you. Adhu kuda sollikalam. Sparshakara vritti. It comes. Now taste ku enna sollanum? Indha fruit eduthu ellarku konjam konjam vaayila podanum. Appo enna varum? Rasakara vritti. Other than this five, show me anyone, other sixth one. Pancha gnanendriyani. பஞ்ச ரூப சப்த ஸ்பர்ஷ ரச கந்த ஆகார விருத்தி கம் தன்னிபம் ஜாயதே தன்னிபம் தட் ஆகார திருஷ்யதே த்ருவம் டெஃபினெட்லி டெஃபினெட்லி தட் ஓன்லி கம்ஸ் தென் நெக்ஸ்ட் ஸ்லோகம் வ்யஞ்சகோ வா யதா லோகஹ
வியஞ்சக்கீக்கா பிரதிஷ்யல்
கார்டினல் பிரின்சிபல்ஸ் வை கால் cardinal principles of epistemology, Advaita Vedanta. Now Shankaracharya talks about light, how light pervades and takes that akara. Aloka means light. Vyanjaka vyanya. Vyanjaka means illuminator. See the difference. When you pour the copper in the Vinayaka mold, Vinayaka form shape comes. When you pour that any gold, can why copper? Acharya took copper, we'll take gold, okay. Swaranam. That liquid of that swaranam you will pour into Lakshmi mold, Lakshmi form comes. In example, you have to change the molds. You know, ella eduthu vandi, ore mold la potta adhe shape varum. Different molds are required there. Are you getting the point what I am going to say now? In one mold, you cannot get all forms. Lakshmi form is different, Lakshmi mold is required. And Saraswati form, if you want shape that didal, Saraswati mold is required. Different molds are required for different shapes. But whereas mind, one mold, different forms you are pouring in one mold and bringing different forms. What a great mind created by God. Namma create pandrom ore roopam da varum, but Bhagavan created such a mold called ahankara mind. Any form you see, rasagulla, rasagulla akara. Rose flower, rose flower akara. Mold is same. இஃப் மோல்ட் இஸ் நாட் சேம் டிஃபரெண்ட் டிஃபரெண்ட் மோல்ட் இருந்தா எத்தனை மைண்ட் வச்சுக்க முடியும்? ஒரே மோல்ட்ல எவ்வளவு எத்தனை ஃபார்ம்ஸ் வி ஆர் சீயிங், ஹவு மெனி கலர்ஸ் வி ஆர் சீயிங், சேம் மோல்ட் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஃபார்ம்ஸ் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஷேப். தீஸ் ஆர் ஆல் ஹேப்பனிங் இன் த மைண்ட் மோல்ட். சப்போஸ் தேர் ஆல்வேஸ் ஹேப்பனிங் இன் த சாட்சி, வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன்? In the forms are all taking place, Shabdakaram, Rupakara, Gandhakara, all are happening in the Sakshi, Chaitanyam directly. What will happen, you know? You cannot sleep. Thank God, these are all happening in the mind. When you go to sleep, mold mind is closed. Let's say no Rupakara, no Shabdakara, no Sparshakara, nothing is there in the sleep. Thank God. இல்லைன்னா தூக்கமே வராது. புரியறது? தட் மோல்ட் இஸ் சேம் மோல்ட் இன் தட் ரூபாகாரா மோல்டன் இஸ் போர்டு ரோஸ் ஃபிளவர். மேன் இஃப் யூ சீ மேன் ஃபார்ம் தட் ஆகார தத்தல் ஆகார விருத்தி. ஃபர்ஸ்ட் இட் வாஸ் நிராகார, மைண்ட் வாஸ் நிராகார. லேட்டர் ஹேவிங் கான் த்ரூ த நானா சித்ர கடோதர ஸ்தித மகா, ஜஸ்ட் ஆஸ் தட் in the pot, if it has holes, you keep the deepam inside. And there are deepam illa vilak irukum illaya, nariya holes irukum. You keep the light inside. And it goes, pervades through the holes. Nana chidra ghatodara sthitamaha. Then it goes and illumines the object. The light pervades that object. You know that object. Correct? Have you got that vilak at home? If you not, I will come bring and show you next class. That goes, the light goes there, beam of light goes there and pervades the object, and you see that object is known, illumined by this beam of light. Adi madri, the whole body is like a pot. Eyes, holes. Ears, eyes, ears, nose, these are all holes. Chaitanyam, jyoti inside, sakshi chaitanyam. Through the mind, it goes through the sense organs. Sakshi Chaitanyam illumining the mind, giving the Chidabhasa, that Chidabhasa beam of light. Jnanam yasyatu chakshuradhikarana dvara bahispandate. Bahispandate va nava? You are seeing this spot and you are conscious of this spot. How you are conscious of this spot? ஆத்ம சைதன்யம் இன் த ஹார்ட் இல்யூமின்ஸ் த மைண்ட். தட் மைண்ட் கோஸ் த்ரூ த ஐஸ் அண்ட் பர்வேட்ஸ் த பாட் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். தென் யூ கெட் த பாட் நாலேஜ். இது த தியரி ஆஃப் நாலேஜ். புரியுது? சப்போஸ் யூ சீ த ரோப் தேர் பட் யூ சீ இட் ஆஸ் எ ஸ்னேக். Is it right knowledge or wrong knowledge? That is also knowledge, but wrong knowledge. There also, eyes pervaded the rope in semi-darkness. When eyes pervaded the rope, how eyes pervaded? Through the mind. Mind through the eyes they pervaded. How mind pervaded there? A beam of light called consciousness. And the beam of light called consciousness through the mind. The Chidabhasa beam pervades. Don't imagine beam, light, like Surya rays pervading like this. Here also beam of light goes pervades. Don't extend the example. Beam of light pervades means the moment you see the object, this is mic you are conscious of. I know K-N-O-W, I know the part. That knowing is called I'm conscious of, I'm aware of. That I'm conscious of, I'm aware of, I know the part. Through the eyes, through the mind, directly mind, eyes are functioning. But really speaking, that consciousness is Sakshi Chaitanyam. Because of Sakshi Chaitanyam, because it has given, blessed the mind, then that mind wants to see the pot, used the operated machine, using the eyes, and it pervades the pot. And mind yantakranam gets the knowledge of pot. Then you say what? All of you say pot. Then if I show, what is this? Is not pot? Why it is not pot? It is a clip only, Swamini. It cannot be pot. What is this? Pot. It is an LKG class madri. Teaching aids to attend. This is clip. This is pot. That means, do you know this is clip? Yes, I know. I know this is clip. I know this is pot. Means I am conscious of. I am aware of. That awareness, that consciousness is called Sakshi Chaitanya. Understand? Now, how we are, this is called consciousness pervading, is called illuminator. Just as the light illumines this clip, light illumines the clip, makes the clip to know. Alokaha means light. Illuminator is called Vyanjakaha. Illumined is called Vyangyaha. Whatever is illumined is called Vyangyaha. Whatever, whoever is illumining, illuminator is called Vyanjakaha. In this sloka, Vyanjakova yatha lokaha alokaha, yatha alokaha Vyanjakaha. This Sakshi Chaitanyam, the illuminator. First example, light, just as aloka light illumines the object. First one line is example. Just as the aloka, the light illumines the object. How do you know this pot now? Because of light. Your eyes are able to see this pot because of that light. Alokaha, vyanjakaha, illuminator of the pot, illumining the pot. That is why you are able to know the pot. You are able to know the pot. Similarly, second line you see, first line, the last word, Vengyasya akaratam yad. Once the light illumines the object, Vengyasya akaratam yad, it gets the akara. Now, this, my fingers I am showing, in between light is there or not? It is there, but there is no akara. But this finger you can know. The light has taken the finger akara. And this light has taken this finger akara. Finger or pot and clip. Two are there. Light is pervading. Now light has got clip akara. Light has got pot akara. In between clip and pot, there is no any vastu. That's why light could not take any akaram. Here clip is there, between mic is there, this side pot is there. Now clip, whatever I am showing, what is this clip? So light has got clip akaram. What is this mic? Mic has got mic, light has got mic akaram, you are recognizing the mic. Then pot. Now in between clip and mic, in between mic and pot, what akara is there? No akara. Light is not able to take any akara. Why? There is no object. Alokaha, vyanjakaha, vyangya akaraha sikkaroti. Clear? Otherwise how can you know this clip? If light is not pervading this clip, can you know the clip? Either night it has to through the light, daytime Surya Kanti, some Kanti is required. Your eyes cannot see otherwise. Your eyes are blind, you know that. They cannot see without light. What is the proof? You go to dark room, beautiful eyes. In darkness they cannot see. Now eyes are able to see this because light has taken that akara of that object. Eyes are able to see. example is over. Example is over. Have you understood the example? Come to the second line. Sarvartham vyanjakatvat dhihi arthakara pradrishyate. Similarly, just as the light pervades the object, takes the form of that object, similarly your dhihi, your intellect, which intellect? Chidabhasa sahita antakaranam pervades the object. Pervades the object. Without light also, if you close your eyes also, you can see the pot or not. With what you are seeing? Sakshi chaitanyam vyanjakaha. It illumines the pot. Any object, entire world, it illumines. Sakshi chaitanyam is the vyanjakaha. Every object is vyanjaha. Whatever knowledge you are getting about whatever object, it is called vyangyaha, illumined by me, the Sakshi Chaitanyam. Tattadakar, artha means object. Sarvartha vyanjakatvad. Sakshi Chaitanyam is the illuminator of all objects. I am the one who is illumining the light. Light is illumining nam cholram. Ekashloki, you have to remember. Ekashloki. I am the illuminator of everything. I am vyanjakaha. All objects are vyanjaha. Arthakara pradrishyate. Artha means purul. And then the object, and then the akaram. Yendenda akaram, yendenda purullo pakramo, and then the purul akaram, and the sakshi chaitanyam takes place. Like tamram, taken the mold shape. Similarly, sakshi chaitanyam pervades the tattadakara vritti, takes place in the intellect. Then you get the knowledge. And everybody says, I have this knowledge, I have that knowledge. And everyone forgets sakshi chaitanyam, who is the cause for every knowledge. Enna akramam parungo. None of us remember about the light. Everybody transacting, talking, I am talking, you are hearing. None of us remember, show the gratitude to the light. Because of which light we are all here seeing, functioning. Adimadri, entire whole world we are seeing because of which sakshi chaitanyam. None of us are trying to recognize. None of us are trying to know that. None of us trying to own up that. எவ்வளோ இது விட அக்கிரமம் வேற இருக்க. அன்பார்ச்சுனேட் திங். தட் இஸ் வை கேனோபனிஷத் ஒன் வேர்ட் ஆச்சாரிய எலாபரேட்டிங் ஹியர். பிரதி போத விதித்தம் மதம். போதம் போதம் பிரதி எவ்ரி காக்னிஷன். இன் எவ்ரி காக்னிஷன் ஆத்ம சைத்தன்யம் இஸ் அவைலபிள். ஹூ ஆம் ஐ நவ்? ஆத்மா சைத்தன்யம். ஐ ஆம் the illuminator of the entire universe. Through what? Through the mind and through the sense organs. Dihi tattad akaram. Sarva arthakaram. Ghata is artha, clip is one artha, object. It takes very nice subject. Time is real. Pesinde irukla. Podum. Okay. Purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachyate. பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்திஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.